Today, I want to talk about contentment, but I really want to go beyond contentment because I feel like we hear it a lot in the homesteading world. Just be happy where you are or content with where you are. But I want you to actually love it. So, like, let's take it up a notch here. And I'm going to talk about a few personal stories today. So if this is your first time listening, hi, hello, I am Brittany, and I am definitely a chronic oversharer. So if this is your first episode, probably go listen to some other episodes before listening to this one. But I'm just here to, you know, really speak my heart and always tell the truth and usually the whole truth. So I'm sorry about that in advance. But we have been having some spells here of the kids not sleeping through the night. I don't know what's going on, and I really and truly thought that we had it all figured out, and here we are again, not sleeping. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge Podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So when I'm woken up in the middle of the night, I tend to have a hard time falling back asleep. And there are three specific things that have been on my mind lately that just keep recurring in my head. And looking at them now on paper, because I wrote a little outline, it's literally ridiculous. I've never really done anything like super terrible in my life, but there's been much worse things that I've done and said than these things. But I'm one of those people that oftentimes during a conversation, I will go and replay the whole situation in my head and think about it over and over and over again. And several of these things that have happened many years ago, and one that happened this week, have all been replaying in my head overnight. So I'm going to talk about all three today. The first two truly have nothing to do with homesteading, but then the third one does. So stay tuned with me, but I just thought you guys might think that this first part is funny, that these things have been on my mind. And if you're here and you've listened to any episodes before, I think that you'll probably get it. And if not, then I don't know what to tell you, but this is the way my brain works. So the first thing that's been keeping me up at night, I had a wonderful wedding. It was beautiful and seriously like best day ever. I worked in the wedding industry for a long time, and it was really important to me to have a great guest experience. So I put that first, and I think that it really put me at ease knowing that my guests were taken care of. So I really didn't have anything to worry about that day. And so I was like seriously stress-free, which coming from somebody that's having a very anxious episode here all about my anxieties, that seems silly, but it's true. Like it was a great day. But there is one moment that I replay over and over in my head again, and I don't know why. So it came time for my bouquet toss, and I got anxious at this moment because I am horrible at anything sporty. I have never been good at sports. I did running in high school because I cannot throw or catch a ball, never have been able to, and have never been interested in it. So when it came time to toss the bouquet, I became very anxious that I wasn't going to be able to throw the bouquet far enough. So what I did, which people probably thought was really planned in my head, is I actually ran this bouquet to my best friend. Hi, if you're listening, she's probably not listening, but I ran the bouquet over to my best friend, which was people thought was cute, but at the same time, I look back at the video sometimes and I feel like The other single ladies that were there were maybe a little bit disappointed, and I don't like disappointing people, and it wasn't my intention. I was just really scared to throw a bouquet that far. But I'm glad it worked out. My best friend got married. Well, she got engaged shortly after my wedding. Was that before or after? No, I think it was after, a few months after. I cannot keep track of time. But it all worked out. She's happily married to the same guy. So that was great. But at the same time, I mean, she's really sporty, so she probably would have caught the bouquet anyway, so I probably should have just thrown it. But that's been replaying over my head. And yes, I got married in 2015, so almost 10 years ago, well, almost 9 years ago right now. So the second one that's been replaying over in my head is when I was pregnant with Jack, so 4.5 years ago, I flew home. We were living in Hawaii at the time, and I flew back to Ohio. And so my family hosted a cookout for me, and it was fantastic. We love a good cookout, and my family is excellent with the steaks, super on point. But I was really pregnant and a little cranky and hungry and huge at that point, and I had just flown, I don't know. And I complained to my dad that the vegetables were too oily or something. I don't even know exactly what I said. Dad, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. Everything that they make is great. So I don't know why I said this, and I'm not somebody to ever want to complain when somebody is offering you food. I think that that's like the greatest sign of love is giving somebody food. And so I just am so mad at myself that I said that. And yes, that was 4.5 years ago. And hopefully now that I have said these things out loud, they will not be on my mind anymore. Okay, so now that you think I'm totally crazy, the last one does have something to do with you, and hopefully you can learn from my experience here. I don't know. So something that I hear in the homestead world all the time, and something that I felt deeply when I was living in rental homes until we bought this home, is, you know, you bloom where you're planted. You turn your waiting room into a classroom and learn all that you can while you're waiting for your forever homestead. So, for me, this is my forever homestead. We really don't ever plan to move again. It's possible, absolutely. Who knows? Maybe we will get super rich someday. We will probably not move very far, though, if we move. It will be very similar to this, maybe a little bit more land, but we have a quarter acre here. Maybe I would like an acre someday, I don't know. I really think that we're just going to live here forever, so cool. But someone on Instagram, and it's somebody that actually was completely well-meaning, and I really like this person. Like, it's no shade to this person that they said this, because I think everybody just makes assumptions in the homesteading world that we all want a giant homestead on many, many acres. So they said to me, oh, well, don't worry about, you know, not being able to have your pigs. I think it was about removing grass, because I've been removing grass, and I'm doing it by hand. And they mentioned that they had their pigs take care of it. Well, I can't have pigs here. I can't even have chickens here. Maybe someday on the chickens, but I'm pretty sure that pigs are never going to be allowed at our property here. And that's okay with me. I don't desire to have them. And if you do, that's totally cool too. That's not what I'm talking about here. But so the person was like, oh, don't worry. You'll get your forever homestead someday. And I think that people all assume that we want different things. And then for a while, this had me actually feeling discontent, because I was like, oh yeah, my land is really small. Oh, my house is really small. But do you know what? This is actually what we wanted. And this is what we always talked about wanting. I think in my dreams, the house, well, mostly the kitchen, was a little bit bigger, but I've always talked about wanting a smaller house because I don't like to clean all day, every day. And if I had a bigger house, I would just fill it up, because I'm kind of a maximalist that way. So this is actually what we've always talked about. So if you're ever feeling discontent because of something that you saw on the internet or somebody said to you on the internet or in real life, I think that my first tip is to really go back and think, wait, what do you actually want? Because truly, this had me questioning, like, oh man, having that beautiful homestead would be amazing, and having more land, and having, I would have goats. I would do goats for sure. But then I got to thinking and I was like, no, like I don't want to take care of animals. I want to be able to travel. Travel is super important to me and really important to my husband, who used to be much more of a world traveler. But yeah, hopefully we'll get back to it someday. So if we're going to want to be traveling a ton, like homesteading doesn't necessarily fall in line with that. We plan on having a huge garden. And if we do plan to travel, then I could either have somebody take care of that pretty easily, or we're definitely looking into ways to have that be like automatically watered and things for the future. So that's a lot easier to take care of than having somebody take care of animals, which it's, you know, it's a trade-off. Maybe you don't care about traveling. Maybe you want to be home every day, which is totally cool too, because I get it. When I'm not like thinking about like real travel, I'm like totally a homebody. So I totally get it. But really think about what you want, because it can be so easy to become discontent when we see what everybody else wants and we think that that's what we should want too. And it's just not necessarily the case. So if you're feeling a little bit out of alignment with that, then really write down what you want. Maybe you need to, there's a couple different ways you could do this. So if you're feeling in the mood to kind of write or journal, you could write out. I usually recommend a 3-year plan instead of a 5-year plan, because it's pretty foreseeable in the future. Whereas 5 years, things can really change in 5 years. But in 3 years, you can make a pretty good plan for what you want. So write out a story of your life. And in 3 years, what are you doing? What does your surroundings look like? Are you in the same home? Are you in a different home? Are you, do you have the same family? Do you have more family members? You know, whatever it is, do you have a garden? Do you have new animals? Are you doing a different skill that you would want to learn? So really think about what you want and not what other people want, because it's okay that we all want different things. Totally fine. But just make sure that what other people want isn't clouding your contentment. If you don't feel like journaling, maybe you're more of like a planner person. I do have a free homestead planner, so I can link that in the show notes. You can go ahead and write out your goals a little bit more, I guess, concise there if you're not feeling like writing out a whole story. And we actually do go over this a little bit in my totally free time management challenge. So if you haven't joined it yet, you can just go to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. And the whole second day of the challenge is all about really truly figuring out what it is you want and figuring out how to make time for those things that you want. So little plug there for the time management challenge, totally free. You just need to put in your email. That's all I'm asking for. So here are a few other ways that you can really go beyond that contentment and love where you're at. Next, I'm going to talk about gratitude. I feel like I'm just going to kind of breeze over this one, because if anybody talks about contentment, you talk about gratitude. It really is the most important thing. You're never going to feel content where you are, or more than content, if you're not grateful for what you have. So whether you are just thanking the people around you, if you are writing in a gratitude journal, maybe you're praying, whatever it is that you do, feel gratitude every single day. We made a point to, at dinner time every single day, we go around and say what we're thankful for. And even my little ones do it. Oftentimes, they're thankful for Hot Wheels. And my littlest one often says he's thankful for the potty. But hey, whatever we are thankful for, we're gonna talk about that every single day. So that definitely really helps to bring things back into perspective. All right, next is decluttering your space. We talk about decluttering a lot here, and I say this as like I'm actually somebody who's not a total maximalist. I have stuff everywhere, guys, but I feel like it all has a purpose. So as long as all of your things have a purpose and a home, you can have as much stuff as you want. I'm just saying, get rid of the things that are maybe reminding you of something that's not making you feel content. Like, oh, I spent so much money on that thing and I never use it. So you're feeling discontent every time you see it. Get rid of that. Get rid of anything that carries any kind of bad memories or whatever with it. Get rid of that. And just anything that's bothering you on a daily basis that's making you feel discontent, get rid of it. If you're tripping over the same darn thing every day that nobody uses, get rid of it. So I really think that decluttering can make you feel happy wherever you are. Then next, redecorate. So I'm not saying that you have to spend a lot of money here. My house is almost completely decorated, I feel, with like thrifted things and also like things that I've purchased off Etsy, things that I've purchased on Facebook Marketplace, which Facebook Marketplace is probably my favorite place in the world. I hear a lot of people say often that they never find anything there, but I think you're probably just not looking enough if you're not. So like everything on Facebook, Marketplace really truly follows some kind of algorithm and remembers what you search. So often I make a habit of like every morning to just search for the things that I'm actually looking for. Like right now I'm looking for greenhouse, any kind of terracotta, concrete, ceramic planters, potentially a couple vases, artwork, bricks. I'm looking for bricks. So things that I'm looking for, I'll just search in there every single day. And then it starts to show me those things. And so typically if a new one of those things pops up, it'll be the first thing that's on there when I open it the next time. And that's the way to get it first. So you have to train your Facebook Marketplace to bless you, and it really will. So I just think that refreshing and redecorating, especially in the spring, can really help you feel fresh in your space. This is what I did today to redecorate, and it was totally free. My kitchen was really bothering me because my kitchen is very small, and we are going to redo it eventually. I don't know if we're going to be able to add to the footprint of it or not. It's just going to have to be expertly arranged. Right now, it's definitely not utilizing the space to its max capacity, but I needed to get some things off the countertops because I've really been wanting to make bread again, and there's just no room. So I have these two cabinets, and today I went into my husband's workshop, grabbed a piece of wood, put it on top of the two cabinets that like it like spans the two cabinets. They're like not together. There's like a couple feet in between them. Put a piece of wood up there, and then I put all of my herbs that are in pretty mason jars all the way across the top. And then I was able to get some other stuff on top of the actual cabinets that was on my countertops. Boom, free redecorating. Just reorganizing and rearranging things, maybe adding a piece of wood here or a flower vase there, maybe hanging a new piece of art that you find, can massively transform a space. You don't have to like go buy all new furniture to make spaces feel refreshed. Absolutely not. But it can really make you feel content in your home, I think, because now I'm like happy to go in my kitchen today. I don't know how long that'll last, but hey, for today, today I'm happy. And last but not least, get outside. If you are feeling super discontent in your home for whatever reason, be it clutter, the kids' toys that you're tripping over, that's me today. Whether it's that one project that you just can't get finished and it's really bothering you, whatever it is, get outside. Whenever I'm outside, truly, in the garden especially, I find all of my contentment again, and I actually feel happy. I know there's a lot of science around being outside and how that actually makes you happier, but truly, I love my garden, and I mean, it's not really built yet. I love the potential for my garden and what it's going to be in the future, and I'm just so excited about it that it brings me so much joy, even though it's on a very small scale. I'm actually... Like, I truly don't know how any of you with lots of land do it, because I am exhausted each day working out there at the end of the day. But hey, we all run on different levels, and I'm just not to that level. But I truly have loved the garden work, and every single time we're out there, the kids are in a better mood, I'm in a better mood. So it is way beyond content. Truly makes us happy. So hopefully you don't think I'm totally nuts after this episode. And hopefully now that I got some of those things off my mind, I will be able to sleep a little bit better tonight. And I think next episode, in one of the next few episodes, coming up, we're going to talk about companion planting. That's random from what I was just talking about. But I know that a lot of you have said that that is your homesteading goal for this year. I do have one blog post on companion planting for herbs, but I've never written anything or talked more about companion planting and how that can really help the garden, which is what I'm definitely doing this year as well, hoping to keep a lot of the weeds down. So, look forward to that, and until next time, friends, talk to you later. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.